boy talk. It's time for the broadcast.
We're up in here dancing.
Woo-hoo! Welcome to the broadcast. I'm Vicky B. We got Sarah over there.
Oh, hey.
Ooh, Sarah.
What's up?
Ooh, Sarah. We need something spicy for Sage.
Sage. Anyway, spicy, but sage. I mean, not you. This actual herb.
Herb. Good job.
Thank you.
Herb.
I don't even know what I am.
Spice.
No, it's an herb. It's leafy.
It's herb. Yep.
Leafy. Speaking of leafy stuff, that bad segue. Anyways, how can people get a hold of us?
You can get a hold of us. We have a phone number. It is 253-271-9343. Or you can send us a email at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And don't forget our Twitter page, Instagram, and Facebook page, The Broadcast.
Yes.
And 999. It's pretty legit. We post some dumb pictures sometimes. But we did get a couple of emails. I got one that's a little bit heavier on the heavier side. So we want a heavier email or do we want a more lighthearted?
Don't give me decisions this early.
All right, I'll just read this one and then I'll have you do that one. Okay. So we got.
I'm already about to cry.
Cassian. Like, oh. Not that bad. Cassian, our German buddy.
Probably.
Dang it. My notes.
What are we, like 10 seconds in?
Pretty much.
I'm terrible. I'm sorry, guys.
All right. He says, so I finally started listening again now that the app's been updated. You guys were talking about online dating and rape and murder cases. And I would say online dating is safer than traditional dating as you might make the decision when you're going to meet the person face to face. In a normal dating scenario, the person is already in front of you. Also, think about it from a sex offender point of view. Would they spend all that time talking to people online? I think they would. I don't know.
Yeah, they're
sex offenders.
They're crazy.
Some would say yes, but I would say most would rather go to a bar to drug people. Just don't be an idiot and play it safe and you'll be fine. That's just my opinion on getting the reliable facts on this is very hard, which I've done at a bar, by the way, like totally not subtle. I was drunk. Somebody comes up to me and gives me a shot and we're friends now. But like the first time I met this dude, he just hands me a shot. I'm like, I didn't see the bartender pour this. So I'm looking at the shot. I'm like looking for a pill. I'm like, okay, we're good. Like,
I checked. It's so crazy because that doesn't even cross my mind ever. Like, even if I was completely sober and someone handed me a drink, that would not even cross my mind.
Does that ever cross
your mind? Like, let alone, because I get people buy shots or I'm going to go get you a drink. Like, yeah, totally. Like, especially because I feel like I'm with a group of friends that if I start acting really weird, or they would like help me out. You know, if I was like at that weird, like, Sarah, you're not acting like yourself, like what's going on kind of thing. But I always think, oh, you bought me a shot. That's so nice of you. I'm not even going to second guess it. I don't know. Maybe I'm just like naive or like not paranoid or nothing's happened to me. So I don't know.
I have fantastic resting bitch face. So guys don't buy me shots. So I've never had that problem. But I did my first party at WSU. I got roofied. Yeah. Freaking pink panty droppers, man.
Those are so dangerous
in general, dude. No, it was bad.
I like to think I have kind of like a high tolerance, but seriously, like one glass of that and I was like, whoa, I'm feeling this.
Oh, yeah.
That's insane. Was the whole thing roofied or just your drink?
I don't know. I was drinking out of like the communal Gatorade thing. And it's my first party at WSU. Nobody told me any better.
I was going to say, I hear that, like, not to put down the school, but that happens a lot down there. Like, roofies. Because I had a friend, granted, he was being stupid. Not a friend, I should say. He was an intern here. And I think he went to that school. And he just started, like, I want to get drunk. So he drank from every single cup he found just to get drunk. Like,
oh,
it wasn't even
idiot.
His. Idiot. But, like, one of those cups had a roofie in it that was not meant for him, but it was meant for someone. And that scares me.
Yeah.
I think maybe my mind just totally doesn't even, like, think anyone would do that. Like, what? Like, what? Like, it still blows my mind that still, like, happens. But, like.
It happens to a lot of people. Like, I mean, she's had it done. Our friend Tori, she's told us before in Tacoma, she was at a club or a bar, club, whatever. And she was roofied there.
Yeah.
Like, it does happen.
And I feel like the next morning I would totally deny me. I'd be like, well, did I really drink that much? Maybe those drinks were just really strong. Like, I would never think, like, maybe I was roofied.
Does it feel different?
I mean, I don't remember a lot of it. All I remember is that I woke up with all my friends surrounding me, and I was passed out on a beanbag chair in the corner. That's all I remember.
Because I hear like people do.
I
talk
really hope
different.
My dad isn't listening to this because I've never told him this story.
Sage's dad,
don't listen.
Don't listen.
But it is. It is a thing to be. I mean, my parents. I grew up with very strict parents.
Yeah.
In the sense of they weren't strict as in like your homework needs to be done by this time. Very militant. It was very much growing up. Now that I'm older, I see why they grew up in Mexico City. In Mexico City, you'll get kidnapped like that. Everything happens. Like,
So
I wasn't allowed to go past a certain point in like my neighborhood. Like, once you hit this street, you can't go further. And sometimes we would because our friend lived even further down the next street. And we just hear my mom yelling. And we just book it right back. Like, mm-hmm. We weren't supposed to go that far. We weren't supposed to do A, B, and Z. I couldn't spend the night at kids' houses. Like, I can only spend the night at my cousins' houses or people from church's houses. Because my parents didn't speak English, so they didn't trust people. Because they couldn't communicate with them.
Yeah.
But, like, I couldn't do that. There's just so much I couldn't do. Like, even at, like, 19, like, living with them because I was under their rules. Like, there's so much I couldn't do. And they've always alliterated, like, if someone hands you a drink, don't drink it. You need to see where it came from.
Yeah.
And so just because bad things happen, like, not to put down Mexico, but a lot of bad things happen there. And that's what they saw, grew up seeing. And I'm like, I'm in boring Lake Stevens.
Like, but still, you never know.
Lake
but, Stevens.
Yeah. So that's why I'm very paranoid of everybody.
That makes sense, too, how you'd probably feel different. Because I was just thinking about it. And I have a tendency, sometimes I sleepwalk. And usually I am drunk when that happens. But I know when, like, I'm blacked out to the difference to when I'm sleepwalking.
Yeah.
Like, I sleepwalk. Like, I do weird thing. When I'm blacked out drunk, I'm still there. I'm still... You probably don't know if I'm blacked out. I don't know if I'm blacked out till the next day. And you tell me I'm talking to you like this.
Yep.
And you're like, Sarah, this and this happened. Oh, it did. But when I'm, like, sleepwalking, I do weird things. Like, try to ram through the walls to rescue my friends that I think are in the walls. Like, just crazy things. Or, like, go in my closet and just start feeling all of my clothes and humming to myself. Like, just weird things.
We need to film you. I mean, we can't post it anywhere because...
Yes, my clothes.
I need to make you, like... You know they make, like, these sensory books for children, like, little kids?
Oh, yeah, and you feel, like, so, like, the carpet
have,
like, or feel...
Or they have, like, the mirror or, like, this thing has, like, weird textures.
Rattle.
Yeah, I'm going to make you one for when you're blacked out drunk. Sarah's sensory
so much
blackout
fun
book.
With that.
It's like different like textures of
we'll
like,
just go to Joann's
fur.
And just get a ton of different fabrics.
Oh my god.
Could you imagine be like, oh my god, this feels so good on my face right now? Wait, I say every night.
Hey. But the rest of his email, Cassian says, you guys were also discussing bro code rules and the rule for number of people to watch porn came up, and this reminded me of a funny story from college. My roommate ordered something from Adam and Eve, and it came with 3 discs of free porn. So as a joke, I hung them on the wall with tacks and called them dorm porn. Now, we had weekly game nights, and we'd invite people from the whole building to play games, and one of the girls noticed the discs on the wall and asked about it. And after finding out what it was, she suggested we'd watch it because porn is usually overacted and silly. So that's how 12 college students gathered around to watch porn on a big screen TV. Good times from Cassian the German.
I love that.
Wow,
dorm
Cassian.
Porn.
Why wasn't I invited?
I know, right? Dude, if I was ever going to live in a dorm, I would totally do that.
Oh, dorm man. Porn night.
Dorm porn night.
Have you guys ever watched porn with like just people in a non-sexual way just to watch it?
Oh, yeah. I had this one porn this
no.
My friend gave me. It was ridiculous. I don't even. I mean, a lot of dudes, one chick, you can.
That's what it's called.
A can we say that?
I actually don't know because I haven't heard the guys say it on the morning show, so I'm going to assume
like,
no.
Like, everything. And so I had, like, a bunch of my guys. I mean, maybe there was, like, 10 of us or something. And they were, like, all dudes, of course. And then we were like, yeah, let's put this porn in. And so we're all just, like, sitting there watching porn. And then I'm pretty sure my dad came home. And we were just like, I was like, yeah, dude, we're just watching porn. Like, it's cool. Like, whatever. Like, I don't know. Like.
Oh my god.
Because it's kind of really terrible.
Oh yeah.
Like they're acting, I don't know.
See, that's the one thing about porn is that, and you guys were talking about this, you were talking about like the 10-second or 10-minute challenge.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah, on air.
And Steve was like,
cuz sometimes I'll just before I have to go somewhere, and yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah. Well, I got like 10-20 minutes. Can I get my mission there? Can I get where I want to be before I have to leave the house?
And then Steve said something about how it takes him like a couple of times to actually get to a video that he wants to watch.
Mm-hmm.
I feel the same way.
Oh, I am too.
It takes me so long to find one that I'm actually like into and doesn't make me laugh cuz it's so cheesy.
And that you have to find like somewhat attractive.
Yeah.
Like, Ugh, if your face is ratchet, I can't do it.
No, there's a...
can't do it. Like, if you're looking mangled.
So the website I go to the actual source. Because a lot of websites you go to is just a collection, kind of like a YouTube. Mm-hmm. You're getting videos from all over the place. The one I go directly to the site, and I watch their trailers. And I'm signed up for it, but the club, but I don't want to get emails. So I just don't even bother logging in, but I can watch as many free trailers as I want. And they're like a minute, depending if they have a lot more plot. Like if they try to sell you on the story.
Yeah.
They might be 2 minute long. So they got like 30 to 40 seconds of setting
up
the story.
Tease?
Yeah. I'm sitting there like, and you can't fast forward it because it'll start over again. But I'll
just
watch those.
I just got so distracted because Ryan Castle's over there waving his arms in the studio.
Ryan Castle. I don't know. But yeah, so I'll watch these videos. I mean, they're short, but they're quick. They get to the point.
That's
I see
nice
everything I want in like a minute and a half or a minute, and I'm good. I'll watch a couple of them, and they have variety, so I'll just go through my list and watch
them. And
then
you make it there in 10 minutes.
And I try to make it there in 10 minutes. I did it yesterday before work.
Yeah, girl.
Before work to here?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you. I did it after work.
Yeah.
It was way less than 10 minutes.
Woohoo!
I was telling her, I do like a commercial break. Like I'll be watching TV in my bed or something, and then I'll be like... Let's see if I can do this before my show comes back on.
All right. So I'm going to get kind of graphic here, but I'm going to try to keep it as clean as possible.
No, keep it as graphic as possible.
You calm down. But like, I had this conversation with a guy once, and he was like, I'm giving up porn. I feel like it's totally brainwashed me and blah, 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 blah. I think he was feeling guilty because his parents are religious. So I'm sitting here like, what are you talking about? Calm down. And then I thought about it. And when I don't have porn available and I'm just doing the deed... That experience is much more intense. When I get to where I want to go, my destination, it is much more intense. It is much more fulfilling. It's more fun. But then when I watch porn, I mean, it's fun. I get there. But then I have to do it again because I'm like, I don't feel like it was good enough. It was like a baby experience, like a little baby. Like it's a little tiny experience. It wasn't the big grand finale.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you guys have noticed that when you watch porn, do you get a different grand finale as opposed to when you're not watching it?
Yeah, I mean...
Because I feel like you're concentrated more on... You have to have your imagination and you're concentrating on what you're actually feeling.
There are definitely some times where, like, I am feeling horny, but it takes me a while to get to that point, so then I'll watch porn.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I go, well, stop watching porn and then finish.
Yeah.
Like, continue. But I don't know.
That might be a test for all you guys.
Yeah, mine's like super on and off. I mean, are you mean like if we like porn versus sex?
No. Like if you're watching porn as opposed to using just your imagination.
Oh, righteous.
Righteous.
Yeah, if I can just use my imagination, that's super cool. But then, sometimes
a lot of the
porn is just like super quick for me. Like if I see some like other people doing it, okay, like that's awesome. I'm pretending I'm there. I'm good. But like when you use your imagination, I feel like This is tough.
Okay, so here's a challenge for you guys.
Ooh,
to go home and we'll try to get the other girls to do it too. You have to do that exercise.
Touch yourself.
Thanks, Sarah. You have to do that exercise while watching porn and then again at some other occasion without watching porn, guys and girls, and tell me if like the buildup, like while you're doing it, while it's going on, and then when you get there, if it's more intense with or without porn.
I think there's other factors that come into play though, because a lot of the time when I don't have porn, my like mind wanders, especially if I'm stressed out or if there's like other stuff in my life going on. So it's hard for me to focus.
You'll think of something sexy, then think of all the like your lists to do.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of the thing with me too. My mind wanders, and that's why I like porn. But when I have to focus and I make myself focus, I maybe play some music. Yeah. I don't know, some Tool or a Perfect Circle.
Light some candles. Yeah. Put some incense on.
You right. know. Turn the lights down.
Talk to
kick the cats out of the room.
Hype yourself up, Vicky. You're so sexy.
Put some lingerie on. Let's be real. Half the time, guys, we are in our sweatpants when this happens. It is not lingerie like in the videos.
No.
Sorry to break it to you.
I don't need to look sexy for myself.
Anyways.
We always look sexy.
That was our conversation about porn and
roofies. I like this challenge.
But we should give it a shot and let me know next time we podcast.
Down.
Sage, do you have another email for us?
We do. So it is from Rose. She's in Tacoma.
Hi, Rose in Tacoma.
Woo, hi. She says, hey, ladies.
Hey.
I was listening to the podcast with the theme parties. I've had several themed parties, and they are always epic. So she kind of lists a few. Body shots off the birthday girl. Were you at one of Sarah's parties?
Right.
Is that what's going on?
I feel like that should be a Sarah theme
that
party.
That is a Sarah party.
See, I couldn't have that party because I'm like one of the few left that is not in a relationship. Like, I'm that girl, like, the 13th wheel. Yeah. I'm the 13th wheel. So everyone's in a relationship. No one's going to want to do a body shot party because my birthday's coming up.
First of all, I would do body shots off you regardless of whether you or I or anyone was in a relationship.
But yeah. I mean, like, I can't have, like, the guys, like, at the party do body shots off me.
I would let my boyfriend
do
body shots.
That's what I was just going to say. Like, if this was your theme birthday, I'd be like, yeah, boyfriend, go.
Thanks for swearing against age.
Get over it.
I want to make you edit these.
I've been so good.
But you know, like, I feel like that would be a Sarah party. Like, your friends are all very young and they're all single and vibrant. But like, my friends would get so offended. Like, not offended.
Your friends need to get sticks out of their and I can say all of those words legally.
But I don't know if you could say them together. So just in case.
Really? Your friends need to get their sticks out of their
bleeps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but this is who I'm talking about. She would not be happy about that.
Oh, are you kidding me?
I don't know if you know this person's age.
I don't.
Okay, but you probably
but
would
that,
recognize
that name.
Her.
Seems some of your like friends she's got a stick up her.
Yeah, some of your friends just need to just not
relax, cool it.
Man. Take
yeah.
Take a
bar. It's like, I'm not trying.
You should have that party just to piss them off.
I'm thinking for my birthday, I might do something like I want to do something stupid like paintballing. Like get everyone in a big group go paintballing and then go to a couple bars.
Or you can do this next one.
Oh, what?
Which is the Big Lebowski bowling birthday bash. Everybody wear robes.
I call dibs on Lebowski. Totally. I want to be a Lebowski for sure. The dude.
I'm going to get a purple bowling shirt that says Jesus on the front.
But you have to lick a bowling ball all night. She hasn't seen the movie.
No, I haven't. Okay. But right, I love bowling. So
did you know we had like the Big Lebowski? Like when we did the Holiday Hangover Ball, the theme was Big Lebowski. BJ dressed up as the big as the dude.
Nice.
But I dressed up as one of the Viking chicks, and I had the styrofoam, you know, gold boobs.
Nice,
funny.
Love it. All right, next one, kind of has to do with what Cassian was just talking about. Bad porn birthday bash. Everyone has to bring bad porn for the birthday girl.
See, I have watched porn
what
with like, one friend in a non-sexual way. I've watched porn in a couple, two dudes. One I was not interested in. The other one I was, and we watched hentai because we had never seen it before. But we were both had like so much like sexual energy towards each other. Like it was awkward.
Oh, I can't wait to like I want to like, well, I would totally watch porn with a dude and like imitate what they're doing.
I've done screen. That.
Yeah, is that hot?
It's pretty.
No,
it's pretty
I'll put on porn. Like one of the dudes I hook up with. He has a TV like literally like next to his bed, like it's right there. It kind of blocks everything. So I'm like, put on porn. Like we're doing this.
Biggie's like
it's right there.
Put on porn.
That's what it's there for. Would you guys bring like video porn or would you bring like old school magazine porn?
I'd bring
video.
I feel like I would bring like magazine porn
and just like imitate the position they're doing.
No, you're no, not a sex party. It's just the point is to make it weird.
Giving it to the birthday girl.
Oh,
I mean, I guess both. I would have it playing in the background. If you're gonna have that themed birthday, you need to have it playing in the background.
But that'd be kind of cool to get like actual magazines of Playboy.
Yeah,
that would be cool.
You don't have
because
to actually...
nobody puts in a DVD anymore. And yeah, I'm gonna watch my DVD of porn. Like everyone just goes on the internet.
I kind of want
to. Do they do that after?
I kind of want some. Like these particular website I go to, if they have a DVD, I'm buying it. I want it.
Are you gonna do that after you put in like your Jill Michaels yoga positions?
My dad does that. Okay.
Of course he does.
Yeah, he does.
All right. What's the next one?
The next one, probably my favorite, the Barney Stinson suit up laser tag bro day party.
I like that. Whoa. From How I Met Your Mother.
Yes.
Don't watch that show.
I don't know. I don't watch it either, but I know that he suits up. So you have to wear a nice suit.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
But I feel like it'd be too hot for laser tag. Because I did laser tag in just like a t-shirt and jeans and I was sweating.
Yeah. It is hot.
I haven't done laser tag in years.
I want to do, you know what we should do? I think my birthday, we'll have to do it at the Family Fun Center. That's just it.
I haven't been there in forever either.
Go-karts, those bungee trampoline thingies.
That would be kind of cool.
I think they always have Groupon. So
and it's like nice weather and stuff too around your birthday.
Oh my God, let's do it. I think they have laser tag too. I think they might have alcohol. If they have alcohol, then boom, decided.
In.
Ooh.
All right, what's the next one?
And then she says, up-and-coming birthday parties that she's going to have, bubble soccer.
I think, is that the one where you're in a big bubble?
Yep. Yeah. Oh. And hit each other.
Yeah. And then,
Rose, email back. How do you do that? Like, where do you get it? Who do you get in contact to actually do that?
I feel like
here?
I would like that for 3 minutes. And then after I'm just rolling around, I think I'd be done.
I think we'd get you like high or drunk or something. So you'd be like rolling around in the ball just on your ass.
I would interview like that. You. Okay. And be roofied in a big styrofoam ball. I feel like that's the best way. I can run into anything.
Oh my gosh. And then Mario Kart go-karting, which we could do at the Family Fun Center. Everybody dressed up like a Mario Kart character.
That would be so cool.
You were totally Princess Peach.
She has to be Peach.
I was going to be Princess Peach, was it last year?
Halloween?
Yeah, that was...
That would have been adorable.
Or when we did cartoon or whatever.
Yeah, it was Halloween.
Yeah. But then I didn't, but I would totally be Princess. That would be That's a cool idea.
I don't know if I'd want to be like Yoshi or if I'd want to be...
The mushroom! The mushroom's so cute. Totally.
I would want to be Yoshi.
Let's see, either Yoshi or Daisy, Princess Daisy.
Oh, we can be princesses together.
That'd be adorable. But I think we'd have to like make up, like not slut it up, but get comfortable because I don't want to wear a big dress. So we'd have to wear like
a big comfy dress.
We can do like Mario Kart characters in exercise gear.
Yeah.
80s exercise gear.
Yeah, like get the like Adidas sweatpants, the rip-off tearaway pants or something. That would be awesome. Okay, so I have ideas. I still have some time until my birthday. It's in late August.
You got this.
But it's going to be epic.
Be here like so fast.
Oh, yeah.
It's already like June.
All right. And what else does Rose say?
Well, the most important thing, she says, I'm really enjoying the podcast, ladies.
Yay! Thank you, Rose.
We're so girls.
Well, this is what the broadcast. We're freaking girls. This is what the girls of KISW want to talk about.
Right.
We are more filthy than people give us credit for, but we're also more girly than people give us credit for. So, hush up.
It's good balance.
Suck it.
But we actually talk about things that are going on in our lives, and I have a couple things that I would like to discuss, but I know, Sarah, something was leaving you fuming, and you didn't even tell me anything about it, so I'm very curious.
Okay, this actually happened last night, so like, it happened last night, and then I couldn't sleep, and I was like, oh, we're doing the broadcast, I'm so excited, because I need to get my bitch's opinions on this. Okay, so we all remember Taco Dude, right?
Yes.
So him and I are kind of, like...
For those who this is the first episode they've ever listened to, you got drunk while wearing a wig and tried to climb through the window of the taco truck he works at.
Yes. And in conclusion, he gave me his number and I don't remember it.
But you've been hanging out and you guys like each other.
We've been hanging out and it's been cool. But we're like nothing. We're not official or any of that. I'm way too much of a hot mess to even involve someone else that intensely into my life. But anyway, we've been hanging out and we're having a good time and he definitely like wants something way more serious, and I've told him kind of the page I'm on, and I gotta get everything situated in my life before I even consider that or whatever. So anyway, so that is kind of where we are at, right? So yesterday, he's at work, and I'm hanging out with my friend, and he says, "What are you doing?" And I say, "I'm hanging out with my friend. I'm catching up on some shows that you would probably hate." And he asked if it was a guy or a girl, and I said, "Why does it matter?" And he was like, why are you being so defensive? Like, it was just a question. And I was like, yeah, but, like, if it's a guy, it shouldn't matter. And if it's a girl, it shouldn't matter. Like, and he has back said, like, he's not a jealous person, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, so.
I'm sorry. If you say you're not a jealous person, you're a jealous person. Mm-hmm.
Well, he said he, like, used to be, like, back in the day, but he's, like, not anymore.
There's no such thing as used to be.
Well, and I've told him before, like, I've said, like, I have guy friends, like, I have girlfriends. It doesn't matter what sex you are. If you're cool, you're cool. So... I was just like, I just thought it was an unnecessary question. I don't understand why it matters. And he went off and was like, well, how would you feel if I couldn't even read it, I guess. But he just in the long story short was like, how would you feel if I was hanging out with a girl? I think it's disrespectful that if you would hang out with a guy by yourself. And I had said, I'm with a girl, like, chill out. I mean, I'm with a girl. It doesn't even matter, but it shouldn't matter who I'm with. And he was just like, it's disrespectful. Like, how would you feel if I was hanging out with a girl by myself? And I'm like, honestly, I wouldn't care. I trust you. I don't care, especially if they've been friends with you forever. Like, we've been known each other for, what, 2 months? And you think I'm going to be like, no, don't hang out with your friend that's a chick that you've known for.
And you're not boyfriend-girlfriend.
So and we're not like, boyfriend-girlfriend. Yeah, exactly. And so he was... Oh,
so if you found out he was like
fuming, I was like, first of all, hell no. Second of all, I've been in a relationship where my boyfriend has been like, no, you cannot hang out with dude friends. And I was a complete a-hole and listened to him and luckily, my dude friends were so cool. And, like, obviously, like, dude, it's okay. It's fine after we broke up and stuff. But I felt terrible. And if anything, if I wanted anything to happen with these guys that I've known for years, something would have happened already.
Yeah.
Like, hell no. They're just, I don't know. So I was like, oh.
I think if you guys were in a relationship and you were hanging out with this dude like a couple times a week and ignoring your boyfriend, or even just hanging out with one guy who's single or who obviously has the hots for you all the freaking time, I think that'd be disrespectful. But if you hung out with somebody like once in a while, like I have bros from like high school that I'll see every now and then. They're my brothers.
Yeah, thank you. That's, yeah.
But, I mean, I get it. And there's been times where, like, I'm always the single one because it's easier this way. But my guy friends have had girlfriends, and they get intimidated by me. Either it's because we are so close. We are such good friends.
Yeah.
And they're intimidated by that friendship that, and granted, he dates total bitches. I love his new girlfriend. She's just awesome, and she respects our friendship, and I respect their relationship. Like, I would never do anything to make her feel uncomfortable. But in the past, I've told him, like, look, or with all my guy friends, you have a new girlfriend. Like, I get that this friendship is hard for them. I will back away. Like, I'm not going to text you all the time, like, hey, bro, what's up? Let's hang out. Let's do this or that. But, you know, out of respect to you and her, I will back down. But also, don't be a douche and just freaking ghost me after we've been friends for so many years.
Yeah,
I've had that happen.
I don't think he has any right. And even if you were my boyfriend, like, I should be able to hang out with whoever I want, and you are more than welcome to meet all of my guy friends, I don't care, and hang out with us. But like, there are going to be times where,
what if it's somebody you've had sex with?
No, I'm trying to think if I had sex with
like let's say one of your ex-boyfriends that you still kind of friends with.
Yeah. Who? I'm trying to think of my ex-boyfriend. Oh, I mean, like, yeah, I mean, they're all in the same friend group.
Would you hang out with him one-on-one? Like,
no.
Watching movies? Like, see?
No, I wouldn't hang out with, no, someone I've slept, like, had an actual, like, relationship with, just because, I mean, we'd probably be screwing again. You know what I mean? But, like, these are just my, seriously, like, my friends, like, I've known forever. And I don't think it's weird that we hang out one-on-one. I mean, especially, like, a lot of the time I'm injured and they just, like, come over and, like, hey, like, I'll keep you company while you're just chilling. You know what I mean? So I was like,
I love the fact that it is a common thing for you to be injured.
Yeah.
Well, because she's had a lot of surgeries.
Getting surgery next month.
Oh, God.
Yep. You guys should come over. And
I'll come over.
Bring me food.
Will you eat it? Because every time I'm like, you have more food.
You can just tell Taco Truck you're hanging out with Sage. Won't know if it's a boy
or
a girl.
I've always thought of it as a girl name.
She, like, seriously, he freaked out.
Say that you're hanging out with Vic.
Vic and James.
And I was like, I was watching a show with my girlfriend, and then he was like,
I'd be more pissed if I was your boyfriend. I'd be more pissed at the crappy shows you watch.
Yeah, right. He got on me on that Monday too. But he was like, just beefing, and I was like, we cannot beef through text. First of all, I hate beefing through text. It drives you crazy. It gets me nowhere. And so then I was like, okay, well, I'm gonna stop talking to you, because I'm not even paying attention to my show or my friend. Like, I feel like an a-hole anyway. And he was like, well, you could call me. And I'm like, bitch, I'm not gonna call you, okay? I'm hanging out with someone. I'm busy. Like, no. And then I called him, and I was like, oh, raging. Apparently, we're supposed to talk about it later today, but he's gonna get a piece of my mind, because I do not think that's cool. Like, don't.
Sage, what do you think about this whole thing? Like, if the guy you're seeing is hanging out with one-on-one with a girl, or would you have a problem with him getting mad at you with hanging out one-on-one with a dude?
Because personally, I don't hang out with guys one-on-one that I have had relationships with or want to have relationships with.
No, just your friend.
Guy friend.
So, yeah. I mean, like, my best friend is a guy, and I've been known, like, we podcast together, like, we hang out one-on-one.
Is this your roommate, or is this your, the one that got married?
The one that got married.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's met the guy that I'm currently seeing, so it's really not that big of a deal. But if a guy was going to get pissed about me hanging out one-on-one with Ryan, I would drop him. I'd be like, hell no. Like, I've known Ryan for 14 years. I'm going to hang out with him one-on-one. There's nothing happening.
Yeah.
And if the guy that I was seeing wanted to hang out with, you know, some of his girlfriends or whatever, that's fine. But if it was, like, an ex or something, they were hanging out one-on-one, or if it was somebody that I knew, like,
wanted him real bad.
Yeah. Then I would have some reservations about it.
Yeah, that's different, yeah.
But I'm not going to be like, who are you hanging out with? Is it a boy or a girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, what the hell? That's why I was like, why does it matter?
Kinda,
like, why even ask? Like,
I feel like he's still pretty jealous. So you give him a piece of your mind. Maybe that's what he needs to wake up and maybe this is going to be a wake up call that maybe this isn't meant to be. But we'll see.
Well, I was like, he knows where I'm at. He knows I'm not trying to get wifed up. Like, I'm not trying to get in a relationship. Like,
but I mean, like, let's say you really like him. Like, 5 months down the line, would you consider maybe doing it or no?
Oh,
you
still like have still... my life together.
Eh, who the hell does?
Sarah, you're never gonna
Sage,
have your life together.
I know.
Like,
I
you
know.
Mean like after surgery?
None
like...
of us are.
Yeah, true.
Ugh, this adult thing is for the birds.
It's terrible.
But like, I mean, I wouldn't date a guy. He's like, you have two guy roommates. I'm like, yeah, but they're my guy roommates. Like, nothing, literally nothing has ever happened between me and either of them, except once in a dream, but that was awkward. I had a dream about the other one.
Oh, yeah.
My other roommate, but it was awkward because I was like, in the dream, I was having sex with one of my buddies from back in the day. I'm like, oh, God, he looks like Dave Grohl. That's the only reason I started going out with this guy, because he was a total hippie. And in my dream, I'm hooking up with him, and I turn around, he turns into my roommate. I'm like, oh, God, that wasn't cool.
Oh, God.
Nope. Mm-mm.
Well, anyways. Thank you. I'll keep you guys posted with how the conversation goes.
I would like to know how this goes.
Oh, I will.
We were speaking about the dude you're seeing. Is there any, what's the news on that, or?
So,
anything you want to divulge. If you don't want to, I got something I want to bitch about.
We can totally divulge in it.
All right, let's go for it.
My life's an open book, obviously.
Yeah, how's your boo? How's your baby?
Boo is currently not actually like boo per definition.
Are you guys like Facebook? It's complicated.
No,
but in real life, is it
on Facebook? Is it it's complicated nowadays?
But in real life, right?
I mean, it's not really that complicated. So a couple weeks ago, we had just been spending a lot of time together. In my past relationships, I've been known to be very codependent and very into the whole like, let's be like wife me up right away type of, you know, stuff. I haven't been in a relationship for 3 years, and over those 3 years I've spent a lot of time by myself. I lived by myself for a year, and I've really kind of knocked away a lot of those old habits, so I'm not as codependent anymore. I'm actually a lot more independent.
Good for you.
Thank you. I'm very proud of myself.
Yeah. It's not an easy task at all.
It's not. And so I think it was just the fact that I was going back into those ways, but like as a person, I had changed. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't making me happy. So I was like, oh, my God, I'm being smothered, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
You're too clingy.
Yeah. And he's definitely the type of guy where he wears his heart on his sleeve, as do I. So he was super into it and everything, and just kind of rubbed me the wrong way. So I ended things.
How'd you say that? Like, you are smothering me.
Bro, out. This is my house. Out.
Well,
was he heartbroken?
I mean, he was definitely upset.
I feel like it's so new and fresh.
He understood, though, yeah. But then over, like, the last, like, week and a half, I've been missing him. And I'm like, you know what? Like, he meets a lot of my criteria and everything like that. Like, he's what I want in a relationship. So why am I throwing it away? Just because, you know, there's a few bumps. So I texted him on Wednesday and was like, hi.
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 That's it. All you need.
And he was like, hey, what's up? Like, what's going on? I was like, well, let's go grab dinner sometime and talk, blah, blah, blah. We ended up going out to happy hour that night and talking about it. And he's like, you know, he's like, I understand. I'm in the same boat. We kind of just like dived into things way too fast
and then
in the beginning.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're going to run out of gas eventually, so let's just like get back into it, kind of see where it goes, take it way slower. So
how often do you see him now?
Well, I mean, this was just Wednesday, so.
Yeah, so I mean, how often would you like to see him?
I mean, like, maybe once or twice a week, but the problem was that when we first started dating, like, I spent like 4 nights a week at his house.
Dang. Granted, he's a nice view.
Yes, exactly. And it's close to work, but it was just too much.
No, that's fair. Like, I think that's the problem with a lot of people, especially with our age, is that, especially when you've had that time alone being single. Like, I mean, Sarah, how long have you been single for?
How old am I? 20s? 2.5 years.
That's,
I think.
Yeah. For me, about the same.
Yeah.
About, I think, 2 years this month. And then I was also, like, I mean, I dated a guy for 3 or 4 months, like, very short. And then before then, I had been single for another 2 years. So
that's like the longest I've ever been single. I used to be like back to back with dudes.
Same.
Mm-hmm.
Same.
See, I was very like serial monogamer, like long term, but then I'd break up and do the single thing. And then, but like, I just did the single thing as in like, I want to explore, I want to meet people. And now the single thing is I just want my alone time.
Yeah.
I want to learn about me and kind of do my, like, what makes me happy, not so much putting myself out there all the time. But I mean, sometimes it's fun. You find some cool Tinder dudes, and sometimes those Tinder dudes end up being your friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got a few guy friends that I met on Tinder.
But
well, it's crazy how I've like totally like flipped the switch.
Because I knew
that
one, a couple
like,
years ago, you're like, I want to get married, I want to have babies. Yeah. You were just so adamant
and
about that.
And now I'm so like, I'm so cool with being single. I'm so glad I'm not married or have kids. I don't want to be engaged right now. Oh my God.
Well, after my last relationship, I definitely did the whole like, that was my slut phase. That was my hardcore slut phase. I just dated nonstop and was on and off Tinder more than I was on and off my menstrual cycle.
Oh, jeez, I love it.
Absolutely terrible. And yeah, I just dated around, and then I got to a point where I was like, this is pointless. What am I doing?
You're asking the same questions. What do you do? It's the same stupid first date. It's the same random, okay.
Yeah.
And then it's the same ghost. Like, okay, I'm done with you. Like,
exactly.
Like, and you, I don't like, and kind of going with the online dating, like what Cassie was saying, it's supposed to be safer. I don't, if I meet you online, chances are I'm not going to, for lack of a better word, respect the relationship. I'm not going to take it as seriously as something as if I would have met you at a bar, if I met you in person or through a friend. Like, yeah. Those are the really, I haven't had actual relationships for longer than like a month. Like actual boyfriend, like that was my boyfriend for longer than a month if I met you online.
I mean, in my last relationship, we did meet on Tinder.
Yeah,
so.
But that's just me. Like my last
that
boyfriend
obviously didn't work.
My last relationship, that was 2 years ago. My friend introduced us and we went to a show together. The guy before that, I met him at a tattoo expo. Like that sort of thing.
Yeah.
The other one, I met him at a friend's house. Like one of the first times I was smoking weed. It was kind of cool. But that's just me. But I kind of want to talk about something that's I'm confused about.
Okay.
And it kind of pissed me off a little bit.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
It might have been PMSing. I don't know. So I told Sarah about this the other day. So I had a party at my house. It was a luau theme.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't
Which
pick the theme.
Which I was sick for.
Yeah.
Damn.
It was fun though. Like there a lot of people showed up, a lot of food. Like somebody brought like coconuts, and so we were cracking them, and people were drinking and eating.
That's awesome.
Like it was really cool. And it was you know pretty full. I feel like I'm getting old because I was just like it was midnight and all my friends had gone. I'm gonna go to sleep now.
Yeah, except for me.
Yeah,
I haven't left yet.
I thought you had.
No, I was like in your room, and then you were like you came in, and I was like, hey, and you're like, I'm going to bed, and I'm like, wait, right now? Like people are still here. You're like, girl, I gotta work at 9. I was like, oh, okay,
I had
go to
stuff
bed.
To do. Yeah,
you
I had stuff to do the next morning. But I bought a bunch of alcohol for the party. I bought a big thing at Costco of Malibu. I bought a big thing of tequila that I ended up making margaritas, so it's all pre-mixed. So people, all they had to do was put ice and pour it. Easy peasy. I did that, and then I bought a bunch of wine and champagne, and the Malibu was for this pineapple sangria I made. So I still had quite a bit of Malibu left over, and I had some like Moscato wine, so I can make it again. My roommates both went to Paradiso right now for the weekend, and Steve Tahiti Stevens ends up buying a crap ton of alcohol, like a couple hundred bucks worth, for Jello shots. Because he just pre-makes them, and he was trying a bunch of different recipes. And makes, I think he made like over 100, almost like, no, I think 300 Jello
Those
shots.
Things take up so much time.
Oh, yeah. But he was working on them and stuff, and he brought all the alcohol, and he was mixing them and trying different flavors and different recipes and stuff. But I see he grabbed my bottle of rum, like the Malibu, which I'm just like, hey, are you going to kill that? And he's like, oh, yeah, no, is it? And it's like, because he saw my face. Like, are you using all of that? He's like, do you not want me to? And it's, in theory, it was freebie. Like, if he's like, hey, I'm going to have a drink or two with my friends of your Malibu, it's up for grabs.
Yeah.
Because it was for the party. The party, like, if the party killed the alcohol, then that's fine. That's what it was used for.
Yeah.
But for some reason, him taking it to use it for something he's going to, and I think there's, like, 3/4 of it left. It's a big bottle.
Yeah.
Like, if using all that, like, I think that bothered me. Like, that pissed me off or something. Like, I'm like, in theory, it shouldn't.
No, it should. You bought it. It's yours. That
but I bought it for
me.
A party. Like, and if it would have gotten used up on Saturday, it was used up.
But that like, was, like, I for a party that you were planning. This isn't for a party
A like Paradiso,
his
yeah.
Paradiso friends. Yeah.
And it's not like he was just using a little bit of it.
Yeah.
Like if it, I mean, because it's kind of the same thing where Daniel.
Your roommate?
Yeah. We always have alcohol. I normally don't drink at home, but every once in a while, like, we'll have a flavored vodka or something, uh-huh. and I'll mix it with lemonade or something. But I'm always like, hey, dude, can I have a shot or two? Mm-hmm. And he's always like, yeah, of course. So, like, whatever. You don't even have to ask. But it's not like I'm killing the bottle.
No. And yeah. for our alcohol in our house, because we always have parties and we always end up with a lot left over.
Yeah.
So it's pretty much whatever's there is free game. The only thing like that I've noticed, like if you want something for yourself, like once Steve's like, oh, this is my bottle of whatever vodka and I have it in the freezer because I'm going to be using it this weekend. And he tells us, or he puts a name on it, like, don't touch it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done that with like my ciders because I like sometimes my other roommate will invite like girls over and they'll want a cider, which I'm like, God, no, that's mine. But I'm just like, it is up for grabs. Like, I mean, it, you know, but if like I had a six pack there waiting for me because I did the 30 days no drinking.
Yeah.
And I'm just like staring at him like, no, that's mine.
True. That I'm waiting mine. For it, counting down the days.
That is my cider. And that's fine. Like, I've done that. I put my name on stuff, or I'll put all on stuff that's communal. Like, here's a big bottle of hot sauce, or here's a bunch of junk food. Please eat it. Or yeah. I will tell them, I have this giant watermelon. Please eat any that's in this container. And I will tell them. But like, my roommate Blazin and I are the only ones that drink milk. So him and I just split just buying milk. Like, hey, we're almost out of milk. Are you at the store? Can you buy some? And yeah. sometimes I'll buy the milk two or three times, or then he'll buy milk two or three times in a row.
I mean, and that's $1.
Yeah.
I labeled everything when I was in college. Everything.
There's also a lot more people, though, right? How many girls did you live with?
I lived with 5 other girls.
Jesus.
But, I mean, I don't trust bitches. I don't care. And I can't, like, you can't get confused if my name is on it.
Yeah.
Like, that would irritate the crap out of me if people, like, took my stuff. Like, if like alcohol, for instance, I'd probably just like hoard that all in my room.
But that
that's expensive.
But that's also like, it's a communal thing. Like, it's one of those like oh, Steve, like if one of the guys brings over a girl, you know, and they want, hey, I don't really like this, can I have some of that, and it's mine, I don't mind. It's a drink, it's a shot. What's a shot to me? Or 2-3 shots.
Yeah, but if I
but like, if it's a whole bottle,
yeah, well,
I think that's what pissed me
now
off.
You yeah. know that your roommate does this and will take the whole yeah. bottle, so now you hoard it in your room.
Well, no,
that's like, what I, mean, I would do. Well, in my mind,
here's the thing, they're not malicious, or they're not anything like that. If I say, hey, Steve, don't touch that, okay. Like, he's not yeah. that person where, yeah, like, well, I'm going to do it anyways.
I think maybe Steve just didn't think about it.
Yeah. No, and when I told him that, I'm like, you're going to kill that whole thing? He's like, yeah, you don't want me to? I'm like, oh, it's... He's like, do you want me to Venmo you half of what it costs? I'm like, all right. Like, I'll Venmo you some money for what I use.
Yeah.
So he offered that. Like, but like, the fact that he didn't think about it kind of bothered me. Like, if I were to say, hey, I'm going to kill your giant bottle of booze... That there's a lot in it. If it was a shot or two left, whatever, I'll ask before taking the last shot.
Yes.
Whatever's last. Like, hey, there's a plate of cookies. I know you offered, like, you said I could take as many as I want, but it's the last ones and they're your cookies. Hey, can I have the last one or
yeah.
the last slice of pizza?
Exactly.
We're very good about doing that. But it was like, that's a giant bottle. But I think he thought because it was for
a
party.
Cross his mind, though.
Yeah. It's Steve. All right. Like,
I mean, he's in the middle of making a ton of Jello shots. I mean, there's probably a ton of alcohol sitting there, and he probably just grabbed it and didn't even think about it.
He's just like, well, if this was free for the party, like, I mean, she was gonna, if it would, you know, why wouldn't it be free for me to use? It'd be like if it got finished up at the party.
Did he know that you had bought it?
Oh, yeah, he was okay. there when I bought it.
Okay.
So he knew. So it's like, what is okay? Like, what are some, like, things that you would be okay with? Like, peanut butter, someone's like, hey, I grabbed some peanut butter from you, or I stole some chips or breadcrumbs
or
whatever.
I am very much one of those, like, I will share anything, but you, first of all, have to ask mm-hmm. before, and second of all, have to put it back exactly where it was. Like, even anything in college, like, someone wanted to borrow my scissors, yes, put them back. My flashlight, but you have to put it back. Like, that... I'm very anal, mm-hmm. though. I'm very anal.
And I wonder where you get that from.
I wonder. And I will know if someone used something of mine
mm-hmm.
and they didn't put it back exactly. And then, like, even with my dad, like, he used my computer and, like, my windows were, like, a little bit off. And I'm like, did you use my computer? And he said, yeah. And I was, because he was, like, Skyping someone or whatever. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, like, ask me first. Like, mm-hmm. I'm just one of those people. It drives me bonkers. This is why I live with my dad, because he understands. Everyone else,
well,
like,
he's nuts
would
too.
Kill me.
Yeah.
Would kill me as a roommate, because I'm so just, I don't know. I don't get people that are so like, it's fine, just take whatever you want. Blah, blah, blah.
There's some things. I'm trying to think, like, what I would.
I mean,
Like, if you're going to use my computer, yeah, that's something you ask me for, because that's a very expensive, or my camera. But I have, like, my roommates don't really plan ahead for anything. So they'll have their buddy spend the night. They have an inflatable mattress, but do they have extra blankets or pillows? No. So, like, their friend was going to sleep with just, like, one of those sheets, fitted sheets. I'm like, really? I'm like, I have a whole bunch of blankets upstairs. Just go into my closet. It's at the top. Just grab some blankets and you can grab a pillow or two.
Would you be pissed if they just did that, though?
Just give me it. Like, I don't even need an ask. It's just like, hey, I'm stealing this. Like, I'm going to borrow this. Okay, cool. Give me that heads up.
Yeah, that's how I am. Like, either ask or give me the heads up.
Yeah. Or even like I'm going to steal some blankets. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Kind of a thing.
Or, hey, I ran out of something. I mean, like shampoo and conditioner. Vanessa and I, my other roommate, share a bathroom. So if she runs out of shampoo and conditioner, she can use mine. If she runs out of face wash, she can use mine. Same thing. Like when we first moved in, I used some of her face wash and I was like, hey, dude, just letting you know, I needed to wash my face.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay. So with the blanket thing, if they came and like used your blankets and if they asked you and whatnot, and then they didn't put, like, the blankets back or wash them and put them back, would you be what the hell?
I think I'd be, like, I'd want them to wash. I wouldn't want them to be, like, I folded them, here you go. I'm like, well, I don't know what your buddy does in his sleep, like, if they sweat or whatever.
Yeah, so you'd want them to wash them.
But, yeah.
No, she'd like that if that was
one of his friends, the last buddy, yeah.
This isn't as soft as it was.
Oh, I have a gross roommate story. I have a gross roommate story that happened this morning, by the way. It was so gross. So Steve, I put hooks on the side of my door because we share a bathroom. So the way our bathrooms work, we have our rooms and we both have a door that leads to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And the doors lead into like the sink area. And then we have the toilet like in another room, quote unquote, and the tub. So if we both open our doors, we're both like, hey, you could see into each other's rooms. I put hooks on my door so I can hang my towels. He doesn't have that. So he just hangs it on the rail where the shower is, like where the curtain is. So I always have to, when he gets out of the shower, I have to grab it and I just hang it off the door, the other door, because I don't want to have to deal with it. And I grabbed it today and I don't know when the last time he freaking washed his towel, but something was not soft on this towel.
I'm so disgusted. Like,
I don't know if it was, I don't know either because he hasn't washed it or something spilled on it. And he, like, I don't know, but it was crunchy-ish, crusty. And I'm sitting here like, I don't know what I just touched. He's not here to yell at.
Hand sanitizer, please. Oh,
good thing I was just about to get in the shower, but that was not.
Gross.
Steve, we need to discuss how often you wash your towels.
Yeah. I don't like touching other people's towels.
Get a hug.
I'm sorry.
Too,
that has been on your butt crack. It has been all up in your genitals. Junk.
Yeah. See, that would drive me crazy if he didn't have a hook for his towel and I had to move it. Like, that I would get a hook.
There is a freaking towel holder right behind the door, but it's just a little inconvenient to get to. I'm like, dude.
I would just buy him a hook.
Yeah, for
just
real.
Put a hook there. I might have an extra one somewhere. I might just do that for him. Here, bro. This is for you.
Merry Christmas.
And for a while, his towels smelt very musty. Like,
that
wash your towels.
Yeah, wash.
Someone said it's like it's from like the bathroom, like the urine, like in the bathroom. I know
it's because
being
you don't wash your towels.
Yeah.
But his girlfriend's like, oh, I've tried washing them. Like, use vinegar. I don't care.
Get new ones.
Yeah. He bought a new
expensive.
One.
Expensive.
Yeah. Go to Costco. They're
real cheap. Go to Ross, dude. They're like $2.
$2 makes me holla.
But yeah, that's the one thing. Like, there's stuff that's always going to be communal, like tools, or we have our tool sets. We have all that stuff downstairs, plates, all that. But but now I'm curious for the people listening. If you have any roommate horror stories or what do you think is cool, please let us know.
Or what's your pet peeve? Because it's probably mine too.
You have all the pet peeves.
I have them all. So. Yes.
I'm trying to think. I hate my roommate. Yeah, he shaves. And he gets like, and he shaves on his side, but still the little hairs end up everywhere. So when I do the deep clean of my bathroom, like I just recently deep cleaned it before the party, I deep cleaned my bathroom. And there is a lot of hair, even before he shaved, because he's a hairy mother effer.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I can't, like,
yeah he is. I saw the picture of him going to Paradiso.
Oh,
yesterday.
Yeah, it's on the KISW Facebook page. We'll have to reshare it.
He got a smiley face.
Yeah, he does that.
His chest hair.
I love it.
Ugh.
Did you help him shave that?
No, I missed out on the shaving process this year. Darn I did last it. Year because he did the same thing. But
so I have to ask you guys. This has been annoying me. My roommate's boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes showers at our place. Totally fine. I'm totally cool with him staying over. I really don't care. Whatever. But after he showers, he takes the bath mat and puts it on like the side of the tub.
Oh,
like a hotel.
Yeah, which, like, I've never done, and it irritates me because, like, I'll get up in the morning, like, super groggy, and I'll go to, like, go to the bathroom, and there's no mat. Like, I like having a mat underneath my feet.
Yeah.
And I'm like, stop.
I get maybe it's to dry it, but...
But it's gonna dry.
I know. Just do you guys have, like, a heat lamp thing in your bathroom? Like, mine does.
Kind of, but our ceilings are...
Too high?
We have cathedral ceilings, so...
Why would someone do that who it's not their shower? Like, I wouldn't touch anything in someone else's shower.
Especially the bath mat, man. I live with dudes. The bath mat is probably covered in urine. I just have to not think about it. Otherwise, I will go insane.
Yeah.
Don't touch the bath mats.
Just leave it where it's
at. That's where... Have you asked her about it?
I've asked her about it, and she's like, oh, well, he does it at his place. And
it's I'm like this is not his place.
No, you need to tell him.
This is place.
So,
okay. But he's so sensitive.
Oh,
who cares?
Like, I know who you're talking about.
Don't
be
move
like,
the damn bath mat. I'll call him right now.
Hey, bro, can you do me a favor? Don't move the bath mat. It's all cool. Like, I appreciate what you're doing. Please don't.
Yeah.
Because I've done that.
She hates me.
And if this is how he is, then he should grow up. Seriously?
Can we say
probably not, but that kind of annoyed me. You know why it annoyed me? Because my cousin, and I just recently, I saw him the other day at the gym randomly. I hadn't seen this effort in like a year. And I ran into my cousin at the gym. That's the only time I've...
Oh, yeah, I've gotten so swole, Mom.
Yeah. You've met my cousin, Alex, right?
Ooh. Yeah.
So, Alex, if you happen to be listening to the podcast, which I don't think you do, but if you do, hello, this one's for you. A couple years ago, he was living in Ellensburg. And he came and visited me randomly. Like, you know, hey, I'm in Seattle. And he stayed with me for like a week and a half before he could go back to Ellensburg. And he took his vacation days and he just stayed on my couch when we lived in Northgate. So there was, you know, three people living in a two-person apartment basically for that week. And the one thing, and Steve is trained, and basically all the dudes I've dated are trained. My brother, when we shared a bathroom in my parents' house, they are trained.
Okay.
And I think I've told you this, and it does irk me, but my bathroom was dirty, so I didn't really care when you did it this last time.
What'd I do?
But when you use the bathroom, it, like, put the lids down, both lids.
Oh, I never do that, ever.
Like, I don't like it when it flushes.
I always flush, but I don't put the lid down.
I always flush. I never put the lid down.
I go, like, that is my thing. That is my weird pet peeve, because I feel like the bathroom feels and smells dirtier when it's flushed openly, and I just feel like it's dirty. Like, when I look in the bathroom.
That's weird.
Like, even if I just clean the bathroom, you flushing it with the thing, I'm like, oh, God. I mentally have to be okay with, like, I'm more and more okay with it when people do it. It doesn't, like, otherwise I used to have to, like, clean the whole bathroom when someone did that. Because I had, like, a lot of weird neuroses.
Are you, like, one of those people that, like, see germs? Like, you imagine like,
sometimes.
Like, you imagine, creak, like, when it's flushed, like, germs spew
out? Yes, I smell them. Like, I feel like I smell it and it's everywhere.
It's weird because when I see, like, the toilet closed or whatever, it makes me think, like, oh, they just took a huge and want to close it. Like, so the smell doesn't... That's what I think.
That's why I have poo-pourri.
Yep, we have
spray.
Poo-pourri.
Oh, it is amazing.
It's the best.
But what you're saying about your friend's boyfriend or your roommate's boyfriend, I told my cousin, hey, bro, this is just my weird thing. Like, Steve knows and he's really good at this. Just put both lids down when you're done, please. Like, even if you flush it, even if, like, I don't have to know. If you flush it and then put the lids down before you leave, that's cool too. I just don't want to know. But he took offense to it. Like, instead of, I think your buddy would be more, like, sensitive, like, oh, hurt or feel bad or embarrassed. My cousin kind of took offense to it. And he's like, well, why? Like, because of the germs spreading on the bathroom. I know it's weird. It's just my thing. Well, that doesn't make sense. And I didn't snap, but I was this close just saying, bitch, I don't care if it doesn't make sense. It's my freaking bathroom. Just do what I asked. Thanks. Like, I was.
Vicky never snaps,
But I was like, sitting there.
It's just my weird thing.
It's just my thing. Like,
so please.
But it took everything. Like, after that week, I'm like, I can't, like, I would never be able to live with him. Like, no, I love him. We are so similar.
I mean, if someone can't do something so simple, like, that's ridiculous.
See, my roommate with his fiance, and she's going to be moving in with us at the end of the year. When she's there, she cleans everything. She loves to clean.
She is Asian.
Asian.
But she just, that's who she is. She's a...
So she likes to
she's
clean.
She's an only child. She's very... She's independent, so she's very like, hey, do you want to go to the store? No, I'm good. She'll just sit there and read or do her thing all day after she cleans the house. So it's like I have to get into the habit of like cleaning my stuff because I don't want to rely on her to clean like the kitchen and stuff because sometimes we'll let the dishes are still piled up from the party.
Yeah.
Are they really?
There's a lot of dishes because we cooked a lot of stuff.
I have dishes in the sink right now that I need to take care of, but I've been sick. So it's like just has not been something I want to do. And I told my roommates, I'm like, look, they don't smell. They're rinsed off. They just need to be actually cleaned because there are things that you can't run in the dishwasher. And I'm like, don't touch them. Like, I will do it.
Eventually.
But right now it's like I go to work and I go home and I fall asleep.
I did the dishes this morning.
Ryan Castle keeps freaking
wailing.
God, it's distracting me.
No, I'm curious to see if I can find any cool horror stories for roommates.
I think there was a BuzzFeed about it.
I think that's the one. I found it. I just did roommate horror stories. But the one she writes, my first roommate and her boyfriend meowed as foreplay. Meowed like cats. Oh. So my roommate, when his girlfriend is in town or his fiance, there's certain terms they use for certain things and it just grosses me the hell out.
Like what?
So to refer to a certain part of the body, she calls it her kitty.
Oh, I call it my cupcake.
Meow. That's just gross. But then she'll meow. Like, that's also her thing. She likes to meow because she loves cats. It's not in a sexual way. I always make that joke. I'm like, and I always ask her before I make a racist joke.
Is she Japanese?
No, she's Indonesian.
Oh.
But she'll say that. I'll make the racist joke. She's like, wrong Asian. Like, I know, but I wanted to say it. I'm like,
terrible people.
But she'll make meowing noises. So when she calls it that, I'm like, ooh. I'm picturing that's where the meowing noises is coming from.
Meow.
Oh, I love your little hand
some
gestures.
Whiskers
and stuff. Oh, just imagine some really long. Oh, God.
Oh.
Let's see. This person says, my roommate in the dorms wore a puppet on her shoulder, and if he asked her a question, she would answer with the puppet. If it was a puppet or of a griffin, which is a mythological creature that's a combination of a lion and eagle, it sucked. Oh. We also had the same classes together, and I woke up late more than once to that damn puppet in my face telling me the time.
What? Gosh, that's just weird.
That's a mental problem right there.
That's just no.
You should be living alone if you've got that weird of a situation going on.
All right, this one's interesting because I want to talk about. This person says every night at 8 p.m., she would take off her clothes, not just down to her skivvies. I'm talking full-on birthday suit. So my roommates are out of town in Paradiso. Don't worry, I have a security system. So don't come trying to find my house.
Finding it, robbing you.
Plus, I'm probably not going to be there. But like, this is my time to walk around naked. Or even just topless, or not so much. For a long time, I refused to wear not a bra under my shirt when I'm hanging out, just like a tank top or something, because I thought it'd be a little, like, disrespectful to a guy who has a girlfriend to be like, here are my boobs.
Yeah.
For everyone
to
kind of see.
What about just, like, a t-shirt?
Like, in a t-shirt. Like, I was, like, at Grandset, my mom, going back to the whole Mexican thing, very kind of sheltered, so I always kind of grew up, like, don't show your stuff, like...
Girl, that was a while ago, though.
So I am now, it's been like a year. If I'm hot, if I'm like just at home, I'm like, bra's coming off. I don't care what, like, I won't wear a tank top where it will easily like kind of come up across.
Yeah.
But this is my house. If I want to wear short shorts, I don't care if my legs are jiggly and dimply right now.
Jiggly and dimply.
And like, and I know you, like, I'm like, I don't care. Like,
I wear shorts like, and no bra all the time.
Same. I always walk around in t-shirt and shorts. The minute I get home. I'm
sweatpants. My house is like wicked cold always, so I'm usually gonna sweatshirt too. But
like, yeah, like sweatpants, like that's different than like I want to wear my booty shorts. They're pretty much underwear. Like I did that. I ran downstairs because I thought my roommate was burning the house down.
I mean, there's been,
but I'm wearing like teeny tiny tank top and teeny tiny shorts. So
there's been a couple of times where like I've had to run down for water or I left my phone in the kitchen counter and I have been pantless. Like, I'm still wearing underwear. But
I've never... See, that's the thing I haven't done yet. I won't be in my underwear around the two dudes because I think it's weird. They could do it if they wanted to. But, because, I mean, they're boxers.
Yeah.
But, like, me just walk... I mean, they've seen me in less. They've seen me in a swimsuit.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels different. And I don't know why.
Have you ever asked them? How
so what?
I've
talked about it with Steve, I think. I don't know if I've talked about it with Blazin, but I know
because
Steve.
Because I would want to feel like I could.
Like, but like, would you get naked? Like, how far? Like, right now, like, they're not home.
No.
Or even like early in the morning when I have clothes in the dryer and I'm going to work, they're sleeping. So I'll walk downstairs topless to grab a bra from the dryer or something.
I mean, I live with my dad, so that'd be really.
I'm sorry. Both my
that'd be
roommates.
Really weird.
You flash both your roommates?
Yeah, I showed Vanessa because I got a new bra and I showed Vanessa.
Oh, like the
and,
bra?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I mean. I think I've flashed both of them, like, actual Oh, sorry.
You're not sorry.
Breasts.
Breastuses. But, yeah, no, I showed her my bra. It was after work. Like, we had both gotten home. And I just, like, flipped my shirt up. And then Daniel came up the stairs and was like, what the hell? What did I miss? And I was like, this.
And then they were just, like, damn, Daniel. Sorry, I had you.
In the four years that I've lived with Tahiti Steve, we have never seen each other naked.
That's impressive.
Like, not even on accident. I think the one time,
especially since you guys share a bathroom.
Yeah, like the one time we both went into the bathroom at the exact same time. Like, we don't lock the bathroom doors because if we forget to unlock it, we have to go into each other's room to go around. Yeah. It's a pain in the ass. So we don't lock it. But if we see a light on, or if I don't want him to come in, even if I'm not in the bathroom, I'll leave the light on so he knows to knock. So one time we come in at the exact same time in the middle of the night and he turns the light on. I'm wearing a white tank top with no bra. You could see everything. So my immediate, like, because he obviously looks down because he's much taller than me. So he's looking down at me. My first reaction is boop.
Yeah.
And he immediately looks away. Like, he gets so embarrassed. Like, he felt sick. Like, not embarrassed as in, like, I saw her boobs. He felt embarrassed that I thought he was staring.
Mm.
He's like, I wasn't looking. Like, that's not what I was doing. I'm like, I know you weren't, but it's just my reaction.
Yeah.
So I think that's the closest. He might have seen through my shirt and saw nipple. That's probably it. And I've seen him in his boxers.
I really don't.
A couple of times. He'll, like, start. I think he's gotten undressed before. I'm like, oh, okay, that's you and your boxers. Cool.
Okay, brother, like, creature.
Well, I mean, they both, like, for the party, the luau theme, they both wore, like, boxers, and then they wore grass skirts.
Super cute.
Just like, you idiots.
I loved it.
You idiots. But that's about, I mean, have you seen, like, Daniel or any of them naked?
Mm-hmm. No. I mean, I've kind of seen Vanessa naked, but we're not going to get into that story.
Dude, my old roommates were so weird that I lived in a college. They would have sex in front of me, straight up.
That's awesome.
In front of me, I would hear their vibrators go off, like, all through the night, like, literally, like, and I was, this was three, there was a two bedroom for six of us, so I was in a room with two other chicks, and it was like a bunk bed. I was bottom, she was top, and then one was right next to us, and, like, it would just be a fest.
I don't,
like,
think I could do that with
super weird. Yeah. I'm like, stop. We gotta get up in a few hours, like, can we not do that noise? But it was, yeah, that's, oh, I saw them naked all the time. Like,
see, naked would be so bad.
And they're girls. I mean, I don't care. I don't care if you're a dude or, I don't know. Except I did go to Solstice last weekend and seeing all those penises was just kind of like, that's a lot.
That's a lot to take in.
Yeah. Literally
stop.
Take in.
Stop. Yeah. I was hoping nobody.
That, it was so much to take in.
So hard.
Sarah, I was actually okay for a minute. Like, I would have been okay. You freaking douche.
The ears.
Moving on.
I think this. I want to talk about one more thing, and then we're getting the hell out of here. Okay. Sarah. Have you guys heard of NIM? The NIM ring.
Yes.
Yes.
You posted that yesterday.
Yeah, on our private page.
Genius.
I think it is amazing. It's basically a safety ring. It you wear a ring. It's kind of big.
It looks cute, though.
I think it looks cute.
I don't
it's
think
discreet.
It looks cute.
Well, whatever,
I
Sarah.
Like it. Nobody asked you, Sarah.
So when you wear the ring, underside of it has a button. So that when you press it for more than 3 seconds, it alerts a group of people that you select ahead of time by the ring wearer. It has an app, so it has a preset safety net. So of your family members, your friends, or the police will receive an alert as to where your location is. So it has, like, GPS in the ring. And it's, like, basically a panic button. It's like, crap, something's going on. I need this. But the users must press the button for 3 seconds. If it's pressed accidentally, the alert can be canceled by entering the password in the app. And the app also has a chat feature. So, I mean, depending on the situation, like, I think this is, I've been thinking about something like this for a while. With, like, my roommate Tahiti Steve, he has seizures. So there's been times where, like, luckily the last two seizures he's had, he's only had two as an adult. I've been there for both of them, so I was nearby. But if something were to happen, like, he has about 5 seconds before he's gonna go down. He knows when it's gonna happen. He's like, oh, it's happening, it's gonna happen. So he gets he's able to situate, like, maybe get to a safer spot or get comfortable, take his glasses off, that kind of a thing. So we've talked about if there could be a bracelet, not like a life alert, but something that would alert us.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up.
Exactly. Like, we don't want something that's going to call the cops immediately. We want something that could call or text us to alert, like, and to tell us where he is.
And the nice thing about this one is that you can make it so that it doesn't call the police. It just calls family and friends.
Which I think is brilliant, because in the time it takes you to take your phone out, like, I was walking to my car not too long ago, And there was a crazy guy just yelling at himself, and he kept walking closer and closer to me. And I was texting my cousin at that time, and I just straight up called her.
Yeah.
And I'm on the phone with her. I'm like, hey, I just want to be on the phone with you, just so in case something happens. This is the street I'm on. I'm almost to my car. This is where I'm at. This dude just keeps following me. So if something happens, you call the cops for me.
I've done that a couple of times.
I sometimes do that outside the station, and like when we're parking this morning.
Yeah.
I think there is an app, too, as well, that if you're not really wanting this ring, and I'm totally blanking on the app, but I'm sure you can just Google it and find it, where you push a button and it kind of like, or it's for your friends. You're saying, hey, I'm walking home. And they will be alerted once you get home.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, what does this ring do? I don't understand. Like, if you press it, then what comes up on your friend's phone?
Like, they'll get an alert or something.
Well, we'll say, like, this is, I'm walking here.
It will give you, like,
something's wrong kind of a thing.
Yeah, and it will give you the, like, where the person is at.
Like, their location.
Yeah, their location.
See, I feel like at that point, by the time you use the ring, you would already be being, like, attacked.
But it's better than a phone. Like, if you can't scream for help, someone, like, put something on your mouth.
Yeah, but like by the time like you would actually use the ring is when you're being attacked, and then by that point when your friends would be like, oh snap,
the thing about it though is that the woman who created this actually got attacked.
Yeah,
like 16 years ago.
Yeah, but she wasn't able.
I think she was able to like use the only thing she had was her voice.
Yeah,
to call for help.
Yeah, but I mean she got super attacked,
stabbed multiple times.
And the thing is that if somebody had known around, because there's also an option that you can alert like people within your area.
Yeah. So anybody who has this app, if they say, oh, my God, this girl is like two blocks from me, they can maybe call the cops or they can go out and see what's happening.
Yeah.
I just thought by the time you would press, at least for me, like,
well, what are you gonna...
by the time you'd press the button, you would be already getting attacked.
You have to think of it as preventative. You're already getting attacked. What if you're getting attacked and you're getting stabbed? And then you can't move and nobody knows.
Yeah, I guess
you
that's
can't
true.
Get to your
then
phone.
You can
someone can come in. The ambulance is what's going to come get you. Or if you feel like someone's walking around me, like, or you feel like unsafe or someone's about to attack you or something.
And, like, well, that's what I do with like pepper spray. If I like and feel uncomfortable, I put pepper spray like right in my pocket. And so like if someone, but I wouldn't just start spraying pepper spray like if I wasn't getting attacked. You know what I mean?
I guess it also depends on your location, like what kind of area you live in, if it's known for that sort of thing.
Yeah.
You can immediately have it call the cops.
Yeah.
But like it said, if it's like an accidental, you can just put in the go back into your phone and just cancel
and
it.
And it's a sunken button.
Yeah, it's sunken, but you could still reach it with your other finger, your thumb, or wherever, whichever.
Well, then if you're the friend that gets that phone call, like what the. I couldn't even imagine if they were like, what do I do now? Do I call her?
Yeah,
do I like go to the place?
Yeah.
Do I like...
You call her or you can call the cops. Like if you call... If you sent it to me, I'll be like, Sarah, are you okay? If I can't get a hold of you, I'm going to try getting a hold of your dad. I'm going to try calling 911. Be like, this is where she's at. She sent me this alert and she hasn't canceled it. I don't know what's going on with her.
Oh,
and
wow.
You can kind of...
Yeah, that's... What if you accidentally press it?
Go into the app and then you cancel it. You have to put in the password and say it was an accidental discharge. That sort of thing. But I think this is cool. There's another accessory that apparently it's like a whistle, you know, like the
rape
whistles.
Rape whistle.
But it's a Bluetooth one, and it's like it will automatically, if you blow the whistle, it will contact, like same thing, like whoever you want it to contact, your mom, dad, brother, whatever. So
I feel like the ring's a little more like discreet.
Yes.
Like a whistle, the person I feel like would. It was attacking you would get very upset.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, especially if they weren't actually planning on attacking you.
They're why just did you blow
a,
that
they're
whistle?
Just a fast walker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wearing a hoodie in a dark alley.
I've had
that
guys
you shouldn't be walking.
Which is
in.
It's funny because I've had guys come up to me like they're walking behind me. They're like, "Hey, just walking here. Like I'm walking behind you. I'm going to walk past you. I'm not going to attack you." And they like, I've been pepper sprayed before because I'm walking behind someone and the chick just freaked out. So he's like, I'm not attacking. Like I'm just, I need to walk.
That's
I'm
really
just,
nice of them.
I like, had a guy do that in Greenwood one time.
Like I felt bad for him. Like he was super friendly.
I feel bad when I'm like super sketched out by someone and they actually like just walk back or like, even if it's like this, we're walking towards each other and I'm like, oh, this is so sketchy. And he just smiles and says, hey, how's it going? Like, and I'm like, oh, I feel so bad that I just thought you were going to kill me.
Well, like, it's part, like, it's a weird balance of wanting to stay safe and protected, but also, you know.
Being not, overly cautious, like, over.
Not think the worst for people.
I mean, it's a instinct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is on Kickstarter right now. There's 35 days left to go as of the recording of this this episode. And their goal was $50,000. They're at over $113 right now.
What?
$13,000.
So it will go into production, which is awesome.
That's really cool.
They're expected to have it out spring of 2017.
Yeah. So they think, let's see.
Wow.
Oh, they're all gone. Like, I'm trying to, like, I'm like, I want to buy some.
Yeah,
like,
there was one on there yesterday. I think it ended. It was a special, and it was, like, 115.
And you could get a ring?
You could get a ring, yeah. And you get to, like, choose the size and color, and then you would get it next spring.
Well, it's still on right as of right now. I mean,
yeah,
it's if you pledge $115 or more, which is about 23% off, yeah, you'll for the next 48 hours, you can get the NIM ring in the color and size of your choice for almost 23% off. We will send you a survey to collect your color and size choices, blah, blah, blah. But then there's other ones too, exclusive, where you get 13% off, but you get this or that, or
and then there's like ones for like family where you can get like super discounted for like four or five of them. Because another thing that they were talking about is like giving it to children.
Yeah, she says she sends her daughter out with it.
Well, she's like a teenage daughter. Yeah,
yeah, she's teenage.
Yeah, they have one. It's called the Early Bird Duo. So this is if you get two rings in the color and sizes of your choices, we will send you a survey. You know, collect all that. So for $150 or more, so that's you get two rings.
Wow.
And the retail's $149.
Yeah. So
damn.
This is
buy one get one free.
Basically. So yeah, if you get in with your friend, say, do you want to go in on it?
Don't got any money. Sorry.
She just swore. Terrible. It's funny because I'm so like, I don't want to wear this ring, blah. But then I was thinking, oh, if I had a kid, this bitch would totally be wearing this ring.
Right.
And it doesn't even look.
It's super chunky.
It is chunky, but it's chunky in a fashionable, modern.
You can
way.
Wear it with anything.
Yeah. Basically. I mean, it's white or black. It's.
Yeah.
Pretty
and I mean, like, I think of, you know, if you're going out at night, you could totally just. And you don't have to wear it all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
I think I'd want it. Like,
even though she got attacked right, like in daylight, she said.
Broad daylight, yeah. So, I mean, I don't understand. Like, I mean, guys could wear this ring too. It's not so weird. Like,
it'd be a little feminine, but.
No, I'm like looking at some pictures with a dude. It just looks like a big old ring. But I mean, if you're a rocker, if you're a classy gal, whatever, this is going to fit your style.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely, alert cards. We'll have your name, photo, location, when in trouble, built-in chat and map response teams.
What, you can chat?
Chat with people, like, through the
chat
app.
Chat through the ring?
Through the app, through your app on your phone.
Oh.
So, like, if you're walking and if you alert and if you're like, hey, there's this person behind me or whatever, you can, like, chat with dispatch.
Oh, I thought, like, the ring was going to talk to you.
Yeah, it's going to be like, sup, Sarah.
Ooh, Sarah.
Oh, and it's like, oh, this is kind of cool. So if you cannot reach your loved one, you can send a vibration signal to his or her ring as well.
Oh, my God, this is getting too much.
Sarah and technology. I mean, this is technology overkill. That can help us. Yeah. And Sarah's losing her freaking mind.
Sarah just doesn't like technology.
This is overkill. This is too much for
me. But the nice thing about it, though, is that they literally looked at every single scenario and every single step. And it's like a team of like 8 people. And
yeah. It's 2 weeks battery life. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm like losing my mind. I really want one of these.
Okay.
All right. I think this is a cool place to end. But yeah, check it out. I think, the Kickstarter.
Don't get attacked. Go get a ring. Moral.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Put a ring on it.
Put a ring on it.
For your safety.
If you like it, then you should have put a.
No.
No?
Kickstarter.
Okay. A-holes.
Well, I don't know. Like, I don't know if that fits. It's like, if you want to be safe, then put a ring on it. I don't know. See?
I guess, if you don't like it. I mean, if you like it,
so
attack
go
it,
to
right?
Kickstarter.com and look for NIMB. NIMB.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's a good place to end this podcast. It's been a while, and we appreciate you being patient with us.
Yes.
So we covered roommates. We've covered significant others.
Mm-hmm.
Talked about emails.
And safety. Just letting everybody know, the KISW app has been updated for both iPhone and Android.
Yes.
So make sure that you go into your app store and update that so that you can get our recent podcasts.
Woo!
That was beautiful.
Yeah. See you guys next time.
Bye. Bye.